One of the problems I was having this week was the riches of not just these passages, but again, this great passage in Acts about the early believers, trying to sort of narrow my focus. And then I looked ahead, and I noticed that this week and next week, we're reading passages from John's Gospel that talk about living through Christ. And that's what I want to consider this week and continue considering next week. This reference, and in today's reading, what Saskia just read, Jesus says, "I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved." Next week, we'll read a slight variation on that at another point in John's Gospel. But that got me thinking, what does this mean when Jesus keeps saying, "You must enter through me"? And so I thought it was worth taking 2 Sundays to consider some of the various meanings of that idea, coming through Jesus. I think Peter offers one possible interpretation of that, and I'm going to offer 2 of them today, one from each of the readings, and they are not mutually exclusive. It might be both and. But these different perspectives, maybe to get us thinking what this means, to live through Christ. Now, Peter doesn't use that phrase in what I just read for you. But he does say something about how we are to follow Christ, follow in his footsteps, which is sort of like going through Christ, I think. What Peter's talking about is suffering. The verse just before today's passage, Peter's actually talking about and referring to us as slaves. But then he talks about suffering, and he reminds us, and he witnessed this himself, how Christ suffered for us. So Peter's focusing on how we are to live in a world that is indeed full of suffering and hardships, or at least not always going the way we want it to go. And Peter says, Christ left us an example to follow in his footsteps. And I think that might be one way to think about references to living through Christ. Christ as an example of humanity at its best. And so notice some of the details that Peter gives for what Christ shows us as an example for living. Notice, first of all, after he says that about how we are to follow in Christ's footsteps, he says, Christ never spoke to deceive. Christ never set out to deceive anyone in what he said. We live in a world, more and more it seems like, in which almost everyone at certain levels who opens their mouth is trying to deceive us, or at least shade the truth, spin it. Jesus never did that. This is why I've said it before. Jesus is actually an awful salesman for the church, because Jesus says things like, take up your cross and follow me. And if you follow me, you will suffer even more than if you don't follow me. Jesus never set out to spin or deceive. And so if we want to follow that example, we will try to always be speaking truth as best we can, not spreading perhaps gossip that we don't know if it's true or not, not spreading things just because we read them online or see them on the news. I'm not sure if it's true, but listen to this. Christ never spoke to deceive. And Peter then says, and Christ never traded insults with those who insulted him. He was certainly insulted much, but he never gave back evil for evil, insult for insult. In fact, Jesus never sought revenge at all, no matter how he was treated. Never an eye for an eye, but always love and trust in God. That's the example for us of how to live and follow Christ as human beings. Here's this model of how to be humanity at its best, an example, to live through Christ, Christ as our example of how we might try to walk better and be better. Those who enter through me will be saved. Those who try to live more like me, follow my example, they will find hope. Jesus himself, in John's gospel, uses the image of a gate. I think this is another perspective on going through me. It's obviously the image that Jesus uses when he says this phrase, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." So let's think about a gate for a moment. Another image that has been floating around in our culture the past year or so, and not just here in this country, but around the world, is the idea of walls. Let's put up walls. We're feeling insecure, so let's put up more walls. Walls to keep people out. Or walls, like prisons, to keep people in. Jesus, among all the images he uses for himself and the metaphors, never uses the image of a wall. You find it about God in the Psalms, fortress and all of that, but Jesus never says he's a wall. Notice what Jesus says he is a gate. You put a gate in a wall in order to go through it. Not to keep people apart, but to bring them together. So we go through Christ. Now, what are we going through Christ, the gate, towards? Well, in one sense, Jesus is the gate between us and God, the wall that we each have built between ourselves and God. And Jesus is the gate for us to walk into God's garden, God's house again. But even more than that, think about how Jesus is the gate between people. I mean, through Jesus, the gate, we break down, or if not break down, at least walk through all the walls we are always putting up between ourselves and other people, between our little group and other groups, between our denomination and other denominations, between our country and other countries. All those divisions and walls we build, Jesus is the one who offers us the way through them. Because again, Jesus is, in some sense, one of us and came for all of us, all people, not to condemn, but to save all people. So Jesus is the gate that reminds us of our common connections, our common humanity with every other human being. To go through Jesus is to get around the walls we so often build and be reminded of that connection with God and with each other, to bring the possibility of peace and understanding and unity. It gives a slightly different twist to "those who enter through me will be saved." They'll be reminded that we're all in this together and that we're all humans together, because we will not be saved until we realize that, at least on this side of things. So two possible perspectives on what Jesus might mean when he says, "Come through me." One, as an example to follow, to find some hope that we can all be better. The other, as a gate to go through all the walls and barriers and divisions we always try to throw up and find our common ground of unity and understanding and maybe even peace. Because remember, Jesus is the one who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that's where we pick up next week. Amen.